If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
I was reading something in the Chicago Tribune about a professional forager. And then, of course, we had the story of those kids in the Colombian jungle who foraged. They survived munching on seeds that they found in the jungle along with the cassava flour that they took from the plane. And then all of a sudden, I thought, we have to get this professional forager on the line with us to learn more about what we can eat around us. Dave Odd is on the line with us. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Dave Odd, Chicago's only full-time forager to the stars. I noticed that you can eat the woods in Starved Rock in Ottawa. You can eat the parks in Homer Park, Illinois Beach State Park. You can eat the beach. Can I eat my backyard and stop weeding?
You certainly could eat your backyard and stop weeding. And in fact, when I do my tours, I don't know how many times I show somebody a useful weed, and they're like, I've been pulling that out of my yard for years and just throwing it away.
All right, so dandelions, I know dandelion greens, people eat them like arugula, right?
Correct. Of course, those are probably, at least for my taste, like the very lower tier of any kind of thing you would ever want to eat. They're pretty bitter, and I'm not a big fan. But there are many, many other greens that you can eat right in your own backyard. There are some that have great medicinal benefits. There are some that can be used for all kinds of medicinal things, like, for instance, plantain, plantago. This is what I want everyone to do. Look up the plantago, P-L-A-N-T-A-G-O. It is a weed that grows in your yard. It's called plantain, common plantain. And it looks, if you look it up, it's something you will notice. You'll be like, yeah, I've seen that before. That plant is not only is it edible, but that's not why you want it. You can mash up the leaves of that and put it on any sort of skin issue that you might have, whether it be a bug bite, a bee sting, mosquito bites, sunburn, a scrape, a bruise, whatever ails your skin. It is like the instant and amazing magical solution. It will cure literally anything. It's better than anything over-the-counter than I've ever used before.
Okay, I have a ton of that in my backyard. It has kind of a long frond. It looks like mm-hmm. a flattened dandelion almost in your yard. Look it up because David is right. You will see plantago and you'll see it. What else could we eat in our backyards? I have raspberries. Obviously, I can eat that.
Yeah, fun fact about raspberries. The raspberries are in the Rubus family. That's the genus name. And anything in the Rubus family, blackberries, raspberries, anything that looks like a blackberry or raspberry, it is edible. It does not matter what species it is. As long as it looks like a blackberry or raspberry, it's one of those compound berries, it's going to be safe for human consumption. It doesn't matter what species it is. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it's always going to taste as good as a blackberry or raspberry, but it's not going to send you to the hospital, and it's not going to make you sick. And that's one of the rules I call the 90% rule. You know, in foraging, there's the rule, like, don't eat anything unless you're 100% sure of what it is. But there are multitudes of families of plants and even mushrooms that are generally safe to eat, that there are no toxic members of. So as long as you can narrow it down to that family of plants, like mint would be a good example, like anything in the mint family. If you can determine it's a mint, it's going to be safe to eat. It doesn't matter what kind of mint it is. Allium or the onion family, if you can determine that it's an onion, it smells like an onion, looks like an onion or garlic, it's going to be safe to eat. So there's some rules out there for some pretty generalized things that you can, like, so it's not as scary as a lot of people think. You know, a lot of people think that, like, oh, everything out there is poisonous, everything's trying to kill you, everything's terrible. But it's really not that way. And that's why I do these tours in all these different locations throughout the Chicagoland area, is to show people, like, how many edible plants and useful plants are right around us and right in our own backyards.
All right. I got to take one of these little hikes. How do people reach you, Dave?
So you go to eattheneighborhood.com. That's my website. You can also just Google Dave Odd Foraging and I'll pop up. I have an event page on there, and I'm doing these tours almost every single weekend. I have property down here in Beaverville, Illinois. I'm actually sitting at a bison range right now in Morocco, Indiana, talking to you on the phone because it's the only place I can get signal around here. I do events down here at my property on a prairie in Beaverville, where you can come down for the weekend. You can come down for just the day. And we go out and we find wild foods. We bring it back to my place, and we all collectively prepare it and cook it up and make a big meal out of it. And it's a lot of fun. And then we get to see all the fun wildlife and everything else out here, too. But I do events as, like, kind of extreme as that, to just casual walks in your backyard. I can do dinner parties at your home, for instance. But I do a lot of tours in parks here in Chicago just to kind of show people, you know, a couple hours, walk around, and show you the things that you can find right in your own backyard. And my guarantee is every tour you take, I will show you at least 50 different edible or useful plants.
I think we're going to be new best friends, Dave.
Well, I am more than happy to host you. You know, just reach out to me and let me know when you would like to come, and you will be more than welcome.
All right. You can go to, I'm on oddproduce.com. That's you, right?
Yeah. Yep. That's my homepage. I used to sell, so my main business was selling produce to, forage produce and things that I grew to restaurants. You know, I work with Rick Bayless and Grant Ashitz and all the other big names in Chicago. That's why I call myself the forager to the stars.
Okay, well, I love talking to you. Go to oddproduce.com. He's Dave Odd, and he's fantastic. I wish we had more time.